What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 24 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, The Nature of the Early Church. Someone once said, God started the church the way He wanted it. Now He wants it the way He started it. Today's text is Acts 2:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Some thoughts on today's reading. Today marks the beginning of the fourth week after Easter on our journey from the cross to Pentecost. Day 24 also brings us to a colossal look at the early church and how they lived out their faith. Acts 2 ends with a description of how the church lived out their faith. These verses do reveal how the early church made disciples. Rick Warren and other church leaders have noted five primary focuses of the early church from these verses: worship, evangelism, discipleship, fellowship, and ministry. These focal points from Acts 2:42-47 can be outlined as follows. Worship. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, verse 43. They were praising God, verse 47. Evangelism. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Verse 47. Discipleship. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to prayer. That's verse 42. Fellowship. And to fellowship and the breaking of bread. Verse 42. In verse 44, we see all the believers were together and had everything in common. In verse 46, we see that every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And finally, ministry. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. See verse 45. This was the model for discipleship in the early church, and it worked. 3,000 people were saved to begin the process. As the early church focused on relationships for discipleship, the Lord continued to add to their number daily those who were being saved. Jesus modeled discipleship perfectly to his first disciples. The disciples modeled it to the early church, who would model it to the world. Disciples were being made who, in turn, made disciples. The key to the success of the early church was the Holy Spirit's power, filling believers who were devoted to the will of the Lord. Notice the word devoted in verse 42. This word is sometimes translated steadfastly continued. It comes from the compound New Testament word proskartero. The first part comes from the word pros, which means towards or with. The second part is the Greek word kartereo, which means to show steadfast strength. This word comes from the New Testament word kratos, a term meaning prevailing strength. Therefore, this word devoted can be defined as to continue to do something with intense effort despite difficulty. In other words, no matter what happens around you, keep your commitment to those areas with determination and perseverance with unyielding strength. This is the same word used in Acts 2:46 and also back in Acts 1:14. It occurs again in Acts 6:4. Note the word in each of the following scriptures. In Acts 2:46, Luke tells us, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Acts 1:14 tells us they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And Acts 6:4 tells us they will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. These early believers were steadfastly praying and studying God's word. The reason the early church did such an excellent job at making disciples is because they were devoted to obeying Christ's command to go and make disciples. See Matthew 28:19. The early Christians faced intense persecution, yet they did not allow anything to deter them or distract them from completing the task that God had commanded of them. May we be devoted to do likewise. Some questions to consider. How devoted are you to what the early church devoted themselves to? Which of the five areas do you need the most improvement in, and why? How does the early church's example inspire you to live for Jesus? Thanks for joining us today.